Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Travis.
Here we are. We're making a podcast.
We're making a climate change podcast.
Okay, so I want to read you a couple of climate change news headlines from the last few years. Are you ready?
I guess.
Okay, here's the first one. 2019 was the second hottest year on record, closing out the warmest decade. Extreme weather displaced a record 7 million in the first half of 2019. Louisiana's flood risk will skyrocket over the next 30 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think how often do you read a story with one of those headlines and then at the bottom, you're just like, great, now what?
Yeah, it's truly too overwhelming and it's like a lot of anxiety around it.
Well, luckily, that's not this podcast.
It's not. Because climate change is scary, but Life Raft is not.
From WWNO, WRKF, and PRX, this is Life Raft, your survival guide for a changing planet. I'm Travis Lux. I'm an environment reporter for New Orleans Public Radio.
I am Lauren Malera. I'm a comedian, and I am a New Orleans native.
Let's talk about what we're going to do this season, because if you are like us, climate change leaves you with questions. And so that's what we're trying to do on the show. We want to explore your questions about living with climate change. A new question every single episode, and we've already gotten a lot of them.
Yeah, like how do I reduce flooding in my neighborhood? And also food, that's a big one here in New Orleans. Have I had my last good oyster? This is an episode that we're cooking up right now.
So we're going to go out and we're going to talk to people about all these things. Oyster shuckers, tree planters, scientists, doctors.
We are mammals, and so every degree matters. It really does. If every degree that happens that goes up outside and becomes the climate, that's an extra challenge for us to maintain that window.
We'll also talk about solutions, big and small, and bring you stories of people who are already taking action.
It's like, well, geez, what can I do? People want to feel empowered, and green infrastructure is empowering. When I sit there and I see my water garden absorbing the water and it not getting anywhere near my car, I'm like, yes, I did something.
And lastly, we promise to have a little bit of fun. New Orleans is really great at finding joy, even in the face of tragedy. And that's the spirit of what we want to do with this show.
We promise to have fun. Scout's honor.
I've had a marriage proposal, you know, is around what we're doing.
Wait, what was the story there?
I was just riding my bike and he's like, I see all that beautiful stuff you have going on over there. Will you marry me? I'm like, that's gonna be a problem.
So hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on social media. We are at Life Raft Pod, and that's for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Tell your friends about us. Tell your family about us. If you know someone who thinks about climate change or someone who loves New Orleans, or listen, if you just want some fun, like we promised, let anybody know that we're here.
And guess what? We still want to hear your questions. This show can't happen without you. You have to listen and tell us what you want to know about. So head to our website and submit a question, liferaftpod.org.
Episode 1 comes out in 2 weeks, y'all, and we can't wait to share it with you. We love it so much. It's about extreme heat, and we'll be answering the question, is it ever going to be too hot to live in New Orleans?
Is there any reason why it's the heat specifically that you're curious about? Because when I asked, you could have asked about like the rise in water and stuff like that, but you had a specific interest in things heating up.
I guess it's just like, you know, I would like to not catch heat stroke.
That's in 2 weeks on Life Raft. Talk soon.
Bye, y'all.